In chapter 8, we talk about syntax. Syntax refers to the structure and ordering of components within sentences in a language, and it means a setting all together or arrangement. Syntactic rules. There are the grammatical rules for creation of well-formed structures. Means ungrammatical sentence. Generative grammar is the small and finite set of rules that can be used to generate or produce sentences, sentences structures, and not just describe them. Deep and surface structure. Consider the following example. John broke the window. The window was broken by John. Based on the surface structure, their syntactic forms are different. The first sentence is an active one. The second sentence is a passive one. So it can be said that they differ in surface structure. However, their deep structure are identical. They carry the same meaning, so the deep structure is an abstract level of structural organization in which all the elements determining structural interpretation are represented. Structural ambiguity. It occurs when a sentence is structurally ambiguous and it has two underlying interpretations that would be represented differently in the deep structure. For example, Mary gave her dog meat. Syntactic analysis. In syntactic analysis, conventional observer abbreviations are used for the parts of the speech. Phrase structural rules and lexical rules. Phrase structure rules state that the structure of a phrase like VP or NP will consist of one or more components in a particular order, but lexical rules specify which words can be used when we rewrite components such as PN. For example, for phrase structure rules, S sentences includes noun phrase and verb phrase. And verb phrase includes verb and noun phrase. Tree diagrams, they are used in order to create a visual representation of syntactic structure. For example, of diagrams of English sentences. A dog followed the boy. Is an article, noun phrase, and dog is a noun, it's noun phrase, followed is verb, and they is an article, noun phrase, boy is a noun, includes noun phrase. In these sentences, we have two noun phrase and verb phrase, in other sentences, for example, you saw it. We have a noun phrase and verb phrase. Noun phrase, you is a preposition. And verb phrase, we have saw is a verb, and it is a preposition and noun phrase.